Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tracy Eden is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy is National Marketing Director of the Commercial Finance Group, an organization that helps companies like yours and mine get access to capital, maybe in a way that's a little bit different from banks, but certainly access to capital and a very important source of capital for many small businesses. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. Tracy, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Tracy, I wanted to get your thoughts on some things that I've been talking about for over a year now. Back when as you know very well, the economic condition we're in right now is not an asset-based recession like we had in most of the previous ones. This is a financial recession. This is caused by a contraction of the financial industry, especially the credit market. And so this recovery is different from all the other recoveries that I've seen in all the other six recessions I've been through. But one of the things that's happened is credit has become tighter for everybody, but especially from the big banks. And a lot of people incorrectly, I think, are saying on the national media that small businesses can't get loans. They need to free up more money for small businesses. But when I talk to independent community banks across the country, they're telling me that they have money available for small business owners, but they're not asking for the loan. Small business owners are not, there is some supply, but there's not as much demand. And you're in a similar kind of a relationship with small business owners. You provide them with for one thing, factoring access, which we'll talk about in a minute. What are you seeing out there? What is the demand side for you?
Well, both on our factoring product and our line of credit product, our existing portfolio is off probably 25-30%, meaning the people that we are already doing business with, their sales and revenues are down,
right?
Which in turn results in their demand for capital is
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, new business, while we've seen an increase
new customers to you.
New customers looking for working capital, we're seeing an increase in that. I think that's driven by the tightening from both the larger banks and some of the smaller banks and
right.
companies just trying to, you know, seek access to any kind of capital they can get their hands on.
Well, one of the reasons why factoring increases, it seems to me, Tracy, is when the cash flow slows up, they start their equity starts eroding.
Correct.
And then they wind up going from a line of credit relationship, which is more based on credit, to a factoring relationship, which is based on assets. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
And like a receivable or inventory. And so eventually, you know, the last thing a company does before they go out of business is they wind up with 100% factoring. Is that a good way to say that?
Well, I mean, I've seen plenty that have had a foot and a half in the grave that have not adjusted their game plan quick enough. If handled properly, when you start to see erosion occur, and I think this is where some of our credit environment has gotten difficult. We became this lending machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had a I mean, I was talking to somebody in the banking community. I've never saw projections that could not service a loan.
Right.
So, you know, and until we got back to our basics of, you know, what are we lending against? You know, what's the history of the deal? If it's a startup, what's the other sources of repayment? We got a little out of control from our financial community on exactly
mm-hmm.
what we thought we could get into and finance and. The ability to go secure financing, you know, we kept scratching our heads wondering how are all these, you know, deals getting done.
Right.
And you know, we just lost, we kind of deviated from our basics. And
which
I think,
is why we got our, which is why our, we're in this kind of situation
exactly.
right now. But the bottom line that I want to get to, it, make sure that we cover, is my, you agree with me that with the premise that that there's no money available for small businesses is a myth, because your company's lending, independent community banks are lending, credit unions are lending. Maybe your standards are tightened, have tightened somewhat, but, and they probably have for a good reason, but there is money available. You just, but the truth is, big banks are not lending very much to small businesses.
They're definitely having to tighten up. And I think there is some restriction. We are seeing certainly the regional banks and the smaller banks are still active. And I think that one of the key things, though, is that the demand is down.
Right.
Now, in the fourth quarter here, we started to see an uptick, and I think it's a slight uptick, but we've started to see some both portfolio increase, and then with some of the industries that we come across, we're starting to see demand there. You know,
right.
They've had some growth. New contracts come on.
Here's an interesting scenario that I think we're seeing playing out. Because demand is down, any company that is still in business has learned how to be a better operator, haven't they? Because if you're not a better operator, if you're not improving your ability to operate with whatever you've got, and then you're not going to stay in business, and you're probably going to start looking for credit to hang on, because your equity is eroding, your working capital is eroding. And so I think that this, to me, for those companies that are surviving, this is a sign of their operating stamina. What do you think?
I think you're hitting a probably the mainstream in most small businesses there. I think also for those that are squeaking a profit out and wanting to maintain their equity, not lose their position,
mm-hmm.
when they see that there is some uptick or some ability. I mean, why is the stock market doing well? It's because these companies have cut everything to the bone.
It's pure operating earnings.
And there's a hesitancy to invest in more labor and in other facets of
right.
it. One, because of tight credit. Two, because of just uncertainty.
They're hoarding cash.
What does it bring? There was an article in Atlanta. The top 50 companies are sitting on $36 billion in cash.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, no question about
and
it.
And that's nationally.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Tracy.
Sure.
Folks, we've talked about what the landscape looks like. When we come back after these messages, we're going to get Tracy to talk to us about some options, some capital acquisition options that you have, and how you can decide which one to choose and where to go for those options. 20 after, right back with Tracy Eden. He's with Commercial Finance Group. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.